What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sam, I think you can appreciate this. Do you ever get, like, you're into such a routine, and then something occurs during your day that throws you off your routine, and you're discombobulated for the rest of the day?
I mean, anytime anything throws me off of my routine, I feel discombobulated for the rest of the day. Yep. I am a very segmented person. I do the same thing every morning.
Every day's Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just for people in their 50s. But it's others, too?
No, mm-hmm. it comes with severe OCD.
Ah, yeah.
I have not been okay. And she celebrates her 24th birthday tomorrow. May God love her always. Sweet Sarah Parks.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah. So, everything's going normal in my day, right? Everything's going normal.
Until?
I meet my psychologist at 10 o'clock over at Lenexa City Center. Do the show prep in the 11 o'clock hour from the house. It's 11:50, and my phone rings, and it's Sarah. And she works from home on Mondays and Fridays. And she goes, hey, can I ask for an early birthday gift?
Mm.
No problem.
Yeah.
What can I do for you,
Sarah? Right.
She goes, well, she likes to meal prep. She's really good about that. She goes, but I forgot coconut milk at the grocery store.
Ah.
So I can see that this segmented day was passed down to Sarah if she's a meal prepper.
I'm sorry?
Having the schedule and wanting to keep that schedule. If you're a meal prepper, typically you have that same OCD pattern.
Yeah. So she goes, I forgot coconut milk and I need it for this recipe. I'm like, okay. She goes, is there any chance you can swing by the grocery store and grab me some coconut milk and maybe drop it off on your way to work? I'm like, okay. So now we've got a deviation from the normal daily plan, but I'm okay. It's her birthday tomorrow. I'm her daddy. So I race off to the grocery store. I get two cans of coconut milk.
Did you get the right kind?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Only to come home. I forgot my phone at home because I was in a mad dash. I was running short of time. I still had to take a shower. I still had to get to work. And I get home to, apparently it's a late add in the recipe. Don't need it right out of the gate. So maybe I'll just swing by your house later on this afternoon and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, you have more time to get ready for work.
No.
But that doesn't matter because you were already thrown off.
I get into the shower every day at 11:55 to come to work. It's now 12:10.
Oh, boy. 15 minutes off.
I am 15 minutes late.
Oh, no.
You want to talk about aggravating.
Yes. And all for nothing.
Yeah. So now you've got two jugs of coconut milk sitting in your fridge ready for...
No, they're on the counter, and she's going to pick them up at 3:30 this afternoon.
Did you decide not to do the full shower?
It was quick.
Hmm.
Only two of the S's instead of three?
I beg your pardon?
I can't say what they are on the air.
Oh.
Two of them are shower and shave.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're not doing that in the shower.
Well, I'd already shaved in the morning because... You got to work out. Then you go see your psychologist, get your brain scoped.
Got to get your first shower in.
Do you go to the gym unshowered?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, absolutely.
That is disgusting.
I'm going to sweat.
Yeah, but don't you itch like when you sweat and you're not showered?
No.
Not exactly. Huh. No, not like that. No.
Anyway, how was your Mother's Day?
It was lovely.
Spent some time with St. Margaret?
We did. By the way, is it me or did Mother's Day brunch get a lot more expensive?
Oh, it is expensive. We didn't go the brunch route.
Crap.
We decided to avoid that, whatever you want to call it, on Mother's Day morning. So
extortion?
We did dinner the night before.
You are basically just fish in a barrel.
No. Yeah. So I'm not kidding. I'm not going to say where we went. But it's where we've gone for the last handful of years, right? Lovely Mother's Day brunch. Everything you want, you know, biscuits and gravy, mixed fruit, scrambled eggs, bacon. I mean, great desserts.
A welcoming environment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not far from the house. Very convenient.
Lots of other mothers there.
And over the years, you know, it's like 25, maybe 30 bucks max per person. Yesterday, we're having Mother's Day brunch, and it's me and my mom and T and Sarah and Maya. So there's five of us. And, you know, I knew this was going to be definitely north of $100.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a special occasion.
Yeah. And so nobody ordered alcohol, a couple of Diet Cokes. I had a coffee.
Nobody tested the bottomless mimosa.
No, there were no mimosas choice at the table. Hmm. It was all soft drinks and coffee.
Let's guess. $300.
Just south of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was $50 per.
Woo!
The lady came over and I said, can I have the check, please? You know, obviously this is on me. It's Mother's Day. And she hands me the check and I didn't have my reading glasses on.
And you said, no, I need my check.
And I looked at T after the waitress walked away and I looked at T and I said, I go, what is that number? I thought I had made it out. And I had.
That seems really large.
I go, what is that number? And T looks at me and she goes, it's $255.85.
Woo!
I'm like, damn.
That's pre-tip.
It was pre-tip, Dan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tip 10%?
20?
No, I did 10. It's a buffet.
Oh, buffet. Okay. Sure.
All she did, you know, mm-hmm. I don't mean any disrespect, but all she did was bring drinks.
Buffets are different.
$50 buffet.
Yeah, and I tipped her $25.
These things are getting out of hand.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you right now, next year I think I'm going to make my own buffet.
Was it real eggs? Do they have a nice omelet bar? I mean, what kind of buffet are we talking about?
I didn't go in the back to inspect.
Cruise ship grade buffet.
Chefs out there
I'll tell you this,
the prime rib.
I was a little disappointed because, you know, biscuits and gravy is my jam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go to, you know, a place that makes waffles and get that
Waffle
stuff.
House.
Sure.
The biscuits were as hard as hockey pucks.
Oh.
And by the way, if you went to Waffle House and paid $50 a person, you'd still be eating.
But see, that makes it worse.
I know, because that's what I really wanted.
If the food was not as good, but it was reasonably priced, you're like, all right, it's fine. I took mom out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pay that much and the food isn't spectacular, it sits in your craw. It's like, this isn't right.
Because I was really looking forward to the biscuits and gravy, and I'm telling you right now, you could put that on an NHL playoff game, and it would be legal.
So we went over to my mom's house yesterday afternoon. I had some yard work to do, planted some flowers. She's still alive. I know on Friday you guys thought when I said I was planting some flowers that she was dead. She's very much alive. We planted some flowers and some flower pots for her, fixed the swing set, and we did carry out of Jack Stack, baby.
Hold up. What do you mean fix the swing set?
For my nephew.
Oh.
Yeah. He likes to spin in the swing, and he's getting tall. And it was getting to a point where we didn't appreciate how close his head was getting to the supports for the swing set as he was spinning on the swing. So we had to put some new support bars up there.
Wait, somebody's up my craw here. You only tip 10%. It's a buffet.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave her $25. She brought me one cup of coffee and my mom a Diet Coke.
I got to be honest, I was talking smack saying 10% because it was expensive and that would force you to tip less.
No.
And then you were like, yeah, I tipped 10%. And I was like, oh.
What do you tip at a buffet?
I honestly don't know. What is the proper etiquette there?
I would say it's 10% because you're not bringing me my meal.
Right.
I'm going and getting it myself, right?
Mm-hmm. self-service, except for certain things.
I mean, literally. And
there's bussing of the table.
Okay.
Afterwards, of course.
Right. But, yeah. And again, I'm not taking anything away from her service. It was, for what we expected, it was great.
Yeah.
But we had to get up and go get our own food.
Mm-hmm. From the text line, we don't even tip at a buffet. Zilch. What is the proper etiquette there? Because I don't think they expect to get tips. I don't think they're like a typical server where they get $2.15 an hour or whatever, and so, they make up the rest in tipping.
So, I mean, listen, if she worked our table, I knew she had at least two other tables. She got $25, and we were only there for 1 hour. So our table's $25. Let's say the other one is going to tip 10% at $25, and the third table is going to tip 10% at $25. She's making $75 an hour. That's pretty good.
Textline is coming to your defense in droves. No tip at a buffet. 10% is spot on.
I'm not going to give her $50 for bringing over a cup of coffee and a Diet Pepsi.
And by the way, Textline, I agree. Sticks in my craw. I don't like that phrase.
Did I say something?
You guys have both said sticks in my craw.
What sticks in my craw?
I'm a little confused by this.
It's just a phrase that sits weird with me. Kind of like grinds my gears. That's the proper phrase. And for whatever reason on this program, I don't like the image that puts in my head.
Coffee beans.
Yeah.
But it was a lovely buffet, lovely time with the family
and the
mother. It was fun.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time.
And you made it through moving Saturday?
That's the cutest little house in Prairie Village I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My brother and I worked our way through college as professional movers. Let's just say the couch wasn't going in.
Pivot.
Yeah. So Lydia's boyfriend's dad, I guess he's a contractor, he started taking out the front window to their house. We were going to move the couch in through the front window.
You're kidding.
Let's put it down on the curb.
Let's just say the couch is still in the garage.
Yeah. How big is this couch?
I've never seen a couch this big in my entire life. My brother and I mean, we worked at every angle possible. Finally, I go, Beaver, this is not going in.
What size couch did you get? The Alaskan King?
Oh, my God.
Did you take it through the backyard, through the sliding glass door?
We tried that. Mm-hmm. After we tried going through the garage door. I go, that's not going to fit. Let's go. Let's take it around back. We go around back. It's not going in. And then Logan's dad said, well, you know, we could just take out the front window. So we started taking out the front window.
Okay.
Guess what cracked?
The front window.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's fixing a front window?
It's like pulling a
His
thread.
His dad.
Uh-huh.
Put it out by the curb.
No, we put it in
free
the
to a good home and buy a new couch.
It was a mess. All right. Dana's off today. She is participating in a client golf tournament. Mm-hmm. She will be back tomorrow. Our one and only dear friend, Michael Mackey, will be joining us at 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we really are. All right. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.